Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have decided to come and listen to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Of course, we are so excited that we're going to have a very special guest. She's a gospel artist on the Afrida Love Show today, and we have the opportunity to hear one of her singles. So you are in the right place at the right time, and it is just now 9:30. So we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we ask with this particular ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you bless the guest as she come on the AfridaLoveShow.com, and we ask that each participant understand and be uplifted as they listen to this particular ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And the moment you all have been waiting for, I would like to introduce to you a psalmist, and her name is Miss Trish Stanley. She had a release entitled Introducing Trish in 2009, and she had the opportunity to work with two individuals, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Then she was blessed in 2011 to release her first full project titled Redemption, which includes her single Cheer Up, and that is very instrumental and motivating. And she's received so many awards that she's going to elaborate on. And through each song on Redemption, Trish states that her calling became clearer. And so in the year of 2013, she proved to be an amazing, in 2013, that was the year that she called amazing. She became the host of Style with Trish, and we're going to learn more about that. And she was able to grace the stage with two individuals whom you would know by name, and she's going to tell us more about that. So I would like to introduce to some and present to others some is Trish Stanley. Miss Trish, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for making time. I appreciate that. Ms. Trish, do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your ministry?
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Okay, great. Ms. Trish, can you please tell us a little bit more about yourself?
I don't even know where to begin. I am the youngest daughter, so you know what that means, of Jeanette Stinson Christy. I love to read. Let me start this way. I love God. I love my family. I love my friends. I love to read, and I love to shop, all in that order. So that's who
I
am.
That sounds good.
Right.
Great. Okay. Wow. Now, Ms. Trish, can you tell us, give me just a second here. My technology is Give me just a second. Okay. Ms. Trish, can you tell us a little bit as far as, give me just a second. What would you say, okay, so when you began singing at a young age, what was one of the first songs you learned?
Oh, my God. I don't remember the first song that I learned. The first song that I actually led in the children's choir, because I was born and raised Kojic, Church of God in Christ. And
right.
So we had Sunshine Band, we had the Angelic Choir. And the first song that I led was Look at Me by the Hawkins family. And that particular song was led by the ever-anointed, ever-talented Tremaine Hawkins. So that was the very first song that I led. I don't remember the first song I learned, but that was the first song that I led in the choir.
Well, that's good. Well, that may be the first song that you learned too, huh?
Yeah, that's true. In that aspect, you are absolutely right.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Great. Okay, what three characteristics would you say is necessary to become a great singer?
I think study, number one, would be study. And when I say study, I mean study other vocalists. I also would say, as a singer, and I'm on the super, you know, I'm on the surface level. Of course, I'm not going to go too deep in it, but study, number one, absolute. Practice, number two. And number three, seek out professional help. I'm a true believer in vocal coach. So hire your vocal coach and study and practice as often as you can.
That's good. That's good advice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Please tell us about your album and how it was to work with Mr. Isaac Harris Jr. and Ms. Claudius Craig.
Claudius, yes. They are who I consider my mentors in this, in the aspect of when God gave me the call to go into the studio and start and begin to record the music that he had given me, that I had penned part of the music. They also taught me that's why I said study is so important, not just in singing, but even in songwriting. There is an art to it. There is a structure to it. And so they taught me that structure. There's even an art and a structure to going into the studio, which I did not know at that time. And so they took me under their wing, and they just taught me everything that they knew. They poured into me everything that they felt led to share with me during that season, during that time. And it just really, really, really was a blessing to me when we released the EP, Introducing Trish. That was so new. When I listened to it even now, when I listened to it then, once we finished it, it was foreign to me. I'm like, who is this person singing? You know, and even now when I go back and I listen to it, I'm like, who is that person? But it was a person who was at that time and in that season, and it was totally necessary to go through that. But they are who I consider and will always, they hate hearing me say that now, but they will always be my mentors. They really took me under their wings. They really loved on me. They chastened me. They corrected me. They rebuked me. But they also loved on me, and they taught me, and they coddled me in a lot of ways. So it was such a blessing, and I do suggest that, to make sure you have some mentors in your life.
That's right. Great. Okay. Now, you have a project entitled Redemption, which
mm-hmm.
have a song entitled Cheer Up. Tell us a little bit about that song and your inspiration and motivation behind creating the project.
Redemption is my baby. I want to say, even though we did Introducing Trish, that was my learning phase. Redemption was when, you know, my mentor said, okay, now you're on your own. So it was almost like, even though Introducing Trish was my first, it was an EP, but Redemption was my first full project. And so it's, and it is and will always be my first baby. And the word, I was sitting in my church, and the word, as I was listening to my pastor preach, the word redemption came to me. I had already started penning some songs and didn't know really fully how it was going to all come together, but during the message, God had given me redemption, and that was going to be the overall topic of this project. And what that meant was it was my job in this project and every song that was on this project to remind and to demonstrate and to encourage all of us, whether you are churched or unchurched, that God and Jesus Christ is the reason why we do everything that we do. So regardless of whether you feel like you're unworthy, whether you feel like I've done too much, I've said too much, I've seen too much, and that this Savior cannot possibly want me and desire me. It was through redemption that I in every song that I tried to give that message that, yes, you are worthy of God's love. Yes, He loves you. Yes, He wants you. Yes, He wants to redeem you. You are the reason why He went up on that cross that day and died. And so that's what the message that God had given us, and that was our goal for the project. Now, prayerfully, that is what we were able to accomplish in redemption.
Great, great. Now, Ms. Trish, we're going to listen to a song by you entitled My God, and then I want you to give me a little brief explanation about that song, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. This is My God by Ms. Trish Stanley.
And all humanity, the ultimate power, creator of all. There is nobody like you, Lord. You're the first and the last, the future and the past. You're the God of all eternity. You're the everlasting Father, the heir of all things. You are boundless possibility. You are the air that I breathe, everything that is.
Walk of heaven, the world free, beginning and the end, beginning and the end, Emmanuel.
Wow, that was My God by Miss Trish Stanley. Miss Trish, tell us a little bit about that song. I loved it.
Thank you. That song, of course, titled My God, was actually penned by my producer, co-writer, Carlton C. Dub Whitfield. I've worked with him actually on the entire project, that up-and-coming project that's coming out. Worked with him on Redemption on a couple of tracks as well. But the purpose of My God is, and the purpose of a huge part of my ministry is to just go out and keep the basic. A lot of times we get caught up in doctrine, we get caught up in judgment, you know, and
right.
It is God's purpose and God's desire and God's plan in me to go out and remind you. It's all, and if you notice, the song was just simply reminding you who your God is. He hasn't changed.
Right.
Because someone hurts your feelings, or because you've experienced church hurt, or because you've fallen and you've sinned and you've messed up, he's still God. And so that was the purpose and the message behind My God. It's just to remind, not only just the message, but to get you moving. You know, it's an exciting thing. It's a jubilant thing that your God is not changing at all. He's the same as he was yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so that was how we encased the message by the up-tempo, making it jubilant. But the message is still the same. God is God, and he's been the same God, and will continue to be the same God regardless.
That's right. That's right. Great.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very nice, anointed worship voice. And so you had the opportunity to grace many different stages to receive awards. Tell us a little bit about the rewards you've received.
You know, and that's like a tough area for music. It really is. You want to be appreciative, but you don't want to get caught up in that. I can speak for myself. That's not something that I want to get caught up in.
Right.
At the same time, you're very appreciative. We've been nominated for several awards, mostly female artists. We have actually just got a new nomination, praise God, for the Blue Mic. Female Artist of the Year for the Blue Mic Awards, which is based out of Brooklyn, New York somewhere. I'm not sure the exact city. We've been nominated Female Artist of the Year for Rhythm of Gospel, and we were able to bring that one home, praise God. We also received CD of the Year from Rhythm of Gospel. We were able to bring that one home. Just various Atlanta Gospel Choice Awards, been nominated twice for Female Artist of the Year. And then there was a new award, and for some reason it has slipped my mind, God have mercy on me, that we were nominated for last year for Female Artist of the Year. And it's just been amazing because we share those categories with, voices such as Leandria Johnson and Pamela Mann and one of my favorites, Miranda Willis. You know, to be able to share the category for me personally is honor enough. I don't even go with the expectation of coming home with anything, but just to be able to be named with those, the likes of those, is just an honor for me. And I thank God for it. It all goes to him. All the glory goes to him anyway.
That's right. Now, please tell us a little bit about your radio show, Style with Trish, and how to tune in.
Yes. As I stated earlier, I should have put music in there. I left music off, and I can't even understand why I did that. Music before reading, then shopping. One of my passions is fashion, and not just fashion. It's not just that superficial. My ministry is women and the wholeness and the wellness of women. So it isn't just about what you put on your clothes. It's about what is on the inside of you. And so Style with Trish is a show that we came up with a couple of years ago. I want to say 3 years ago, this year, this April, made 3 years that we came up with Style with Trish, and we air every Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. We are on Survival Radio Network. .us if you want to check us out. Again, at 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what we talk about, we bring on guests, the obvious, of course, we bring on up-and-coming designers. We bring on designers who's already established. We bring on a stylist. We bring on makeup artists, hairstylists. We bring all of that, which is obvious. But we also bring on authors, of books who have something that they're trying to feed into our spirits to help bring us up as women. My belief is that when us women are healed in this nation, it's nothing nobody can do because we're the mothers, we're the nurturers of this country. And so once we come together and come on one accord, then there's nothing no one can touch on that. So we bring on authors, we bring on public speakers. That's not the word I'm looking for, but motivational speakers.
Yeah.
We bring on anyone who can speak into, pour into, encourage us. We have a guest coming up this coming Sunday, and her whole platform is about how to build confidence and how you do it. We say you need good confidence and you need healthy confidence, but how do you build that? And so she's going to be on this Sunday, and she's going to share with us tips and exercises that we can do to help build our self-esteem and build our confidence. And so that's what Style with Trish is about. I'm so excited about it. I really, really am. It isn't, like I said, just about, we do fashion shows, we do all that kind of stuff, but it isn't just that. It's about the wholeness and the wellness of the overall woman, and particularly the everyday woman, because we're super women. We do it all. We're wives, we're mothers, we have 9-to-5s, and then God had the nerve to grace us with extra stuff. And so we balance all of that, and we do it with grace, we do it with class, and we do it with just the diva that we are. And so I just kind of wanted to talk and pour into women, to just kind of encourage them to keep on. It's worth it. Your children are, if nobody else is watching you, your children's watching you.
That's right. That's right. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Now, once again, as I said before, you shared the stage on the Bobby Jones Gospel Show and
mm-hmm.
on another particular show. So please tell us about your experience with that, as well as being featured in the magazine.
The Bobby Jones, of course, he is an amazing guy. He is so extremely supportive to independent artists. He'll tell you, use my name. Go out there and use my name. he critiques you. But at the same time, he loves on you, and you receive the critique because it's given to you in love. And so that's what I love about that experience with Dr. Bobby Jones. Amazing, amazing guy. I was able to also go on Babbie Mason's show. Beautiful spirit. And one of the things that I got from her that she said to me, because my thing is this, when I have the opportunity to run across certain individuals who have been doing what I'm trying to do and have been doing it very well, have been doing it successfully for years, one of the things that I always ask is, what is your greatest advice? What would you tell someone that they should do? And one of the things that she said stuck with me, she said, write your own music. That's what she told me. She said, write your own stuff. And that became so important to me, and that has stuck with me. And so that experience with her was the greatest, along with her beautiful spirit. I've had the pleasure of going on TBN. Of course, it was the particular time that I went on TBN, it was up in Ohio. So I wasn't familiar with the minister up there because he was a local minister. But from what I hear, he was big time, or he is big time up there. And so that was a great experience. Going to be going to TBN down in Alabama and a couple of areas here in the Southeast region here coming up. So please be prayer for me. But the magazines, I'm a writer. I love to write. I love to journal. Actually, hopefully, prayerfully, working on a book that I would like to release by the end of this year. And so the writing part of me is just amazing. So I take it as an honor when someone wants to write up something on me. So we've done purpose. Oh my Lord, I'm messing it up. I'm gonna have to go to my own bio here. What's the name of it? But it's a purpose magazine, women's purpose magazine. That's what it is, and it's based solely on women. And I was featured in that magazine, and just kind of sharing about God's goodness and His grace and several couple of other publications. I've also been able to be on the other side where I've been able to write in publications, and so I just love it. I take it as an honor, and I don't take anything for granted. It's not me. It's all God.
That's right. That's right. We give God the glory.
Yeah.
Now, Trish, is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared?
I just think that, you know, we all know what's going on in this country right now. And one of the things that I'm – one of my mottos – not really my motto. I won't say one of them. My motto has been since 2009, my motto has been love isn't love unless you give it away. And
right. That
is going to be the only thing, people, the only thing that heals this land, that heals this country. We have got to get out of ourselves and begin to love the agape love that God commanded us. Christ left us here, and that was the number one command that he left us with, was that we love ye one another. And until we get back to that, we will be and continue to be in the state that we are in. And so my challenge, every platform that God has graced me to be on, it has always been my challenge to go and love somebody who's unlovable, love somebody who get on your nerve, love that coworker that you just can't stand, it just rises up that negativity in your spirit when you see them. Love on someone new, love on someone who's difficult to love. And only that will solve and heal this country. And so I just want to leave that on there. I'm praying for this country. I'm praying for my people. I'm praying that we are able at some point, to be able to find unity. But I will still say this. Everybody ain't the same, and you can't clump everybody into one boat. You've got to love, even if they slap you once. God said it. If you slap you on one cheek, you got to kiss them on the other. So it is what we're called to do, and he would not have called us to do it if he didn't put inside us what was required to be able to do that. And so that's just what I want to leave with everyone. Love isn't love unless you give it away.
That's right. That's right. It's a good concept. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell individuals how they can contact you or connect with you?
Please connect with me. I love it. I absolutely love it. You can go to my website, which is www.trishstandley.com. And Standley is spelled S-T-A-N-D as in Daniel, L-E-Y. Again, that's www.trishstandley.com. Connect with me there. Or feel free to go to my Facebook page, which is Trish Stanley Music, and we can connect there. I am on all social media, Trish, either as Trish Stanley or Trish Stanley Music, so you can connect me. I'm on Periscope, I'm on Pinterest, I'm on them all. But listen, you guys know I'm into fashion, so make sure you go to Pinterest and connect with me, because I run into pieces all the time that we can just share and love. So make sure you check, you connect with me on Pinterest, but as well Snapchat, you name them. I'm on every social media out here, and just search Trish Stanley, you'll find me.
Now, Trish, let me ask you this real quick. I know that you have to go, but Trish, do you when you say fashion? Now, are you into? I know that you spoke about, you know, the holistic woman, but you also put pieces together like clothing and things of that nature.
Yes. Absolutely. I am really, really huge on. I am a stylist as well. For, you know, I am a stylist, but I also serve in the capacity where I have different people hitting me up and they'll inbox me. Well, Trish, who's the designer of this? I'm looking for this particular piece right here. And if I don't know right off, then I will research and then find out, okay, well, this is Nikki Howe. So, oh, and they're like, okay, this, I'm looking for this. And so I'll connect them with who the designer is. If they're looking for a particular look, I assist them, of course, in the stylist arena, as well as if they're looking for, you just name it. I'm getting married, and I want my bridesmaids. I've done it all. You know, just hit me up.
Wow.
I love to be able to. I'm a researcher. So if I don't know right off, I will go and research it, and I'll find it for you. I just love it. That's just like a mystery. That's like Nancy Drew. I'm putting my name, my age up there. It's like a Nancy Drew for me. Oh, let me go research it. So that's what I do, and I love it. I absolutely love it. If it's a huge event, then at that point, of course, there's a rate that's involved. But most of the time, if I'm just researching, that's not a charge. Styling, I just want you to put your money into the piece. If you have to buy a piece, I want you to put your money into the piece. I just want you to look good. That's my thing. So I'm not so much, like I said, unless it's a huge type thing that we're doing, then a fee would be asked. But for the most part, I would say probably 75% of what I do is free of charge.
Now, for some reason, I keep seeing fashion shows. Do you do that too, fashion shows?
I've hosted fashion shows. I've never actually put a fashion show on, but I'm going to tell your listeners, because I haven't told anybody else, but I will tell your listeners, in the fall of 2017, I'm going to be releasing a line of female jackets and coats.
Yes.
And so that will be my very first, first fashion show, as far as one that I'm actually putting on as from a designer perspective. But normally with fashion shows, I come out, and because I do a lot of hosting and emceeing of events as well, not just on the fashion side, but even on, it's just a part of what I do. It's one of the things that I do. So I've hosted a lot more fashion shows than I have actually participated in as far as a designer or model. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. I need to add you to my website then.
Yes, fashion. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And if you have any pictures of fashion or anything like that, please feel free to send them. I'll put them on there on the website.
That is a deal, because I'm always taking pictures and grabbing pictures and if I can share with your listeners, we also have a Style with Trish group page. And Style with Trish is T-R-Y-S-H, and it's very interactive. So we have the people that are part of the group, if they're looking for a particular piece, they'll come on and into the group and say, hey, guys, I'm looking for some green pumps. And then everyone is engaged. Everyone is like, oh, I saw a pair at such and such, such and such. It's such a fun group page. So that is a place where you can go and kind of interact and share your knowledge. We talk about lash extensions versus, you know, the individuals or the strips, and we talk about everything on the Style with Trish group page. So I think that's healthy and it's fun and it's exciting. So feel free to come to the group page and be a part of the group page. It is very interactive, so we hope that you don't just come and join, but you'll also participate as well.
That's great. That's great. Well, I know the time is far spent. I want to thank you so much for coming on the ministry, and please be sure to stay in touch with me and send me those pictures if you can.
Absolutely. I don't just do one-time meetings. We life, honey. We joined at the hip. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
thank you so
much.
Thank
you again for having me. Thank you.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Trish Stanley. And she is actually in Atlanta, Georgia, in Atlanta. And we will be connecting with her for fashion and things of that nature, all right? Now, listen, I have a few announcements to make, and then I have another meeting to your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. Or you can go to afreetoloveshow.com and click on number one love radio. Afreetoloveshow.com and click on number one love radio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to email AfritaLove at @emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can go to Facebook, ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE. I would love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Be sure to call out what they need. It's very important. And then don't forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayers of the righteous avail much. Right? Okay. In addition to that, I want you to check out the websites. If you go to Stellar, gospelmusic.com. You will see that website, and I'm not going to tell you what's on that website yet because I want you to go to the website. There are so many new people and so many people that has been with me since day one. But go to the website, check it out, and provide me with some feedback. In addition to that, go to AfritaLoveShow.com, check it out, provide some feedback. Go to ILoveBargains.com, and I'm going to actually have some things on showcase tonight because we have a special deal going on. ILoveBargains with a Z. .com. And then, of course, we have Afrita.hubpages.com. Be sure to visit all of those websites. We would love, love, love to have you on each website. In addition to that, once again, if you're a gospel artist, fashion designer, journalist, if you have a television, TV network, gospel radio station, you have new music coming out, you're manager knows about new music coming out, if you're an educator, if you're a book writer, if you're a welder, please be sure to email AfritaLove@emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? Now then, a few housekeeping things. Here we go. Okay. A survey is coming out probably on tomorrow, God's will, and we're going to ask some questions concerning what will be the biggest issues for 2017, God's will, and we really want to know your answers because we need to tackle some of these big issues. We need to tackle some of these big issues. And so what we're going to do is I have about a six-question survey, and one is focused on gun laws. The other one is focused on literacy, testing, and education. Those are some of the big-ticket items. And many of the individuals who's running for Congress or who is in Congress or those who are running, and I can't tell you this particular person that I spoke to today because they're very well-known, and they're running for an office. But we spoke today. I really need your feedback. Now, the survey will not tell who answered what. I will have no idea. I will have no idea how many participants actually participated until at the end, right? And so I'm going to have this survey out for at least a good 3 weeks, right? It's going to just be floating all over the internet. And so when you receive it, well, I'm going to give you a link, of course, but when you receive the survey, I want you to answer the questions. It'll take you approximately about 10 minutes if you write down some short answers because I gave you that opportunity because you may have some ideas and we want to submit and propose these ideas to Congress because they're asking. They're emailing me asking. They're asking for our input, right? And so one of the main targets, I'm just going to talk to you for a second. That's why I didn't go over the website. One of the main target areas is gun control. You know, that is a huge area. I have one official who's coming on the Afrita Love Show, and she's going to talk about Black Lives Matter, but she also feels that every other life matters as well. And so I have different perspectives from different individuals, so that's what makes this show so unique because, I mean, we have Democrats, we have Republicans, we have Tea Parties, we have many different individuals who come on this ministry and give their to have an open mind. And so they're going to talk about the Black Lives Matter. They're going to talk about all of these different idiosyncrasies that's happening. But one of the main focuses that I really want us to focus on, and I'm speaking to Congress at this time, is reviewing the gun laws, period. There needs to be a set procedure for individuals who have a weapon when they're stopped by the police. That way, that will prevent some of these shootings, right? You know, one of the things that we talked about was, you know, if they have a weapon, then they may need to step out of the car, right? So I think those things need to be set in place so that we can prevent some of these tragedies because everybody's on Fear Street. People are fearful. The police are, the people are. I mean, it's just really hectic, and fear causes a lot of unrest, basically, and God didn't give us the spirit of fear. Now, the second thing that's really on my mind and that I'm speaking to a couple of people about is I believe that each community, And it doesn't matter what community, whether it's middle class, low class, no class at all, each community needs a library, some type of library, whether it's mobile, whether it's, you know, a structured library, but every community needs a library. And I'm looking at it from the long term, because if we increase literacy rate and students are able to actually graduate, they will be able to get a job. But when you look at the literacy rate compared to the unemployment rate, they're very parallel, because literacy, when you become older, and unemployment rates, they're very much akin to each other. Did you know that? They're very much akin. Just look at the – do some research and look at it, okay? So it's very important, right, that we make sure that we are fostering those particular individuals as well. So when you receive this survey, and if you go to my Facebook page at freedomloveshow.com, it will be on that page. It's not there yet, but it will be on that page, because that's the page where everyone goes to. That's the page right there. So be sure to look out for that survey on tomorrow, God's will. And I want to give you a little tip that I learned today here. Actually, I researched this, but when we take in carbohydrates, right, this causes a significant, and I mean a huge rise, in the storage hormone insulin, which this insulin puts the brakes burning. That means that the more carbohydrates we have, the less likely we're going to lose fat, right? So we need foods that basically we need amino acids throughout the night, right, so that we can recover and maintain our calorie-burning lean muscle mass, right? Because carbohydrates, once again, carbohydrates causes the metabolism to slow down. Now, I thought it was age. I always learned in college, you know, the older we get, once you hit 30, your metabolism's going to slow down, you know, and it does. But the consumption of carbohydrates is also a culprit for slowing down the metabolism, right? And so we're talking about the sugars, the starches, the fibers found in grains, vegetables, and milk products. That's what we're talking about. And actually, we need calcium. I was just talking about that yesterday. I don't know when the last time I had milk. I have no idea. It's been a long time. But, right, some of these carbohydrates are found in fruits and sugars, and we need to make sure that we're balancing what we eat. So, what is the remedy? The first remedy that I'm going to give you would be white meat animal protein. Did you hear what I said? White meat animal protein, not red meat or fish. And when we talk about that, we're speaking about these are things that you should have for dinner, right, such as chicken and turkey. These are great pre-bed meal choices because they digest slowly, and they have a very low insulin release. But carbohydrates, right, they store insulin, and this causes our bodies to not be able to burn fat. So if you're going to eat dinner, chicken and turkey are great because they promote the release of, released this hormone, and basically this assists the body with breaking down stored carbs and fat within the body to be burned for energy, right? So what I'm saying is a great pre-bedtime meal, which, you know, most people eat between 6 and 7, would be chicken and turkey because it's very low. It has a very low insulin release. But once again, carbohydrates, right, these things, you know, they're not great for bedtime. These things are found, once again, in fruits and grains, vegetables, and milk products. Okay? Okay. So, I just said that we need to have white meat, chicken, and turkey. Now, you don't have to have that every day, but just incorporate that within your diet. And, of course, once again, your water is great for your metabolism as well. That is research-based. Now, I did have some cold water today, but I don't think that didn't hurt anything. But room temperature water is great. Okay? All right. So, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.